Chapter 4. It's slow going because we're in enemy territory, aren't official combatants, and are outnumbered any way you look at it. But the other thing is that we're not headed to Point Q or the compound, where Darko Latos is sleeping in a drunken and cocaine-induced stupor. Nope, we're headed out in the wrong direction. I'm sure Dunton and his boss Hunley back in D.C. would be excreting the proverbial bricks if they knew. I have a satellite phone hanging off the side that allows me to call anywhere in the world at any time. I suppose I could have given them a ring, but why bother? So we keep on moving. Garcia is on point and the rest of us spread out, me taking the rear, making sure no militias are out there, sneaking up on our six. The woods are a jumbled mess, but Garcia does a pretty good job of keeping us on track until we run into a road. A nice paved road. I hate paved roads. If you trot across, you're exposed like a bug on a plate. If you trot across, an overhead asset, drone, aircraft, helicopter, can pick you right up. If you trot across, a fast-moving armored personnel carrier or squad vehicle can turn the corner and nail you with its headlights. Then follow that up with lots of incoming metal-jacketed rounds. I hate paved roads. We squat down, catch our breath. I hold up my right arm, make a quick circular motion with my right fist. My team gathers around me. I look up the road. Garcia looks across the road. Cher looks behind us, and Borazan looks down the road. We may be outnumbered and outgunned, but we're doing a lot of looking. Anything? I whisper. No reply. That's good. That means nobody sees anything of interest. I look up the road again. It's starting to snow. Why not? Still no sounds save those of the woods at night. No lights, no motion, nothing. I make a quick chopping motion with my right hand, and we quickly scamper across the road and back into the woods. After checking our bearings, we move in a skirmish line, taking our time, knowing our guy is out there, but also knowing minutes are slipping away for us to get where we need to be to carry out our mission and get this op finished. There's a slight pause as we take in a jumble of rocks.